One of the biggest consequences of the coronavirus outbreak for businesses has been closures due to social distancing and quarantine requirements. Byers Brewing Company is based in downtown DeKalb, and before the pandemic, it got most of its sales from an indoor tap room. Owner Steve Byers says COVID-19 changed that.
Our only method of sales was kind of taken away without being able to have people there, so any chance of income or sales just was gone.
Also hit hard was the Forge Brew House, which moved its brewing operation to downtown DeKalb from Sycamore in 2018. Owner J.D. Heinrich says he's faced the same situation as Byers.
Yeah, it completely closed us down. We've been losing money every day since the start of this.
Without on-site customers, Byers and Heinrich reached out to each other, along with another business, Jonamac Orchard, and formed a partnership. It's called the DeKalb County Craft Brewers Alliance. Heinrich says it draws on the strengths of each. For instance, Jonamac's Jenna Speichel, whose family runs the orchard.
It's been a good thing. Jenna is especially good and proactive at thinking of outside of the box, what can we try and do? Byers has been great. You know, he's doing all the deliveries for us, and I just try and keep focused on producing beer.
Byers says the partnership has given a bump to all three businesses, particularly since each one's website features products from its fellows.
Many customers get something from everybody, which was really nice to see that people were really trying to support local businesses, and they're just getting one thing from each of us.
But Byers says it hasn't been a replacement for on-site customers. He says when this partnership was first unveiled, he was getting 7 to 9 delivery orders per day. That's dropped to around 1 per day.
Consumers are just, I think, being more frugal with their money. They're not really spending money on craft beer because everybody's kind of broke, I think, or being more careful with their money and really saving it for the necessary purchases.
Another option that's been touted by state government during Phase 3 reopening is outdoor dining. But these breweries don't have nearly enough of the space they would need to match their previous capacity. Byers says with permission from the city of DeKalb, he was able to set some tables in front of his business.
At this moment, we can have like 3 tables, which is like 6 people. Our indoor seating area can hold 155, so it's not quite the same, but it does help a little bit.
But Heinrich says that option, along with low-capacity indoor dining, doesn't come close to meeting expenses.
You know, the idea that people think, oh, you can have curbside service and you can have 11 tables doesn't make us any money. It doesn't even pay the bills. It's the same cost to pay for that building. If we got 26 tables or 11 tables, it doesn't matter.
Byers says despite all this, the relationships he's developed with consumers have been helpful in getting the word out about his brewery's situation.
Definitely here in DeKalb, we've felt a lot of love, and it helps. Even if people can't spend their money, just showing us their support in other ways has been really, really great, and we're fortunate to have such a great community.
But even with the support, there's lingering frustration, especially from Heinrich, about state restrictions on openings. He says when looking at neighboring states, the Illinois restrictions seem arbitrary.
You cross the imaginary line to Wisconsin and you can sit down and have a beer and a burger. Was the disease not work up there, just here?
He also criticizes the lack of support from the city.
We hope people are wise enough to see through this nonsense and start standing up and voicing how wrong it is. That's what I'd like to add, but it doesn't seem like it's that way. When the local government doesn't fight for us, they just say, we got to comply with the governor.
Both Byers Brewing and the Forge Brewhouse continue to track their bottom line. And if the business climate doesn't improve, the owners say they may have to close up shop. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.